Breaking news, we interrupt your feed, loaded with gajillion-dollar AI deals that are really nothing more than round-tripping schemes designed to inflate NVIDIA's revenue, to bring you work slop. Turns out, low-effort, AI-generated malarkey masquerading as legitimate work is now so prevalent in the workplace that they had to create a name for it. And despite promises of a new era of human productivity and how AI is going to put white-collar workers out of a job and on the unemployment line, it turns out that work slop is creating such a mess that the effort required by employees to clean up that mess is now costing companies millions of dollars in lost productivity. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and on Monday, we got this one in Harvard Business Review, AI-generated work slop is destroying productivity. A confusing contradiction is unfolding in companies embracing generative AI tools. While workers are largely following mandates to embrace the technology, few are seeing it create real value. And right away, I have to zero in on the fact that these are mandates being handed down to low-level employees to embrace AI technology. It's like at every company in the country, there's some young executive who probably FUMU'd his way into the boardroom, who read a thing in Kiplinger's on his way to a Coldplay concert, and just decided to arbitrarily lay off all the low-level employees, cancel the new hires, and just do a thing with AI without actually worrying about whether or not you can actually accomplish the task at hand. Now, Harvard Business Review goes on to mention the MIT study that I've referenced several times about how AI pilot programs at 95% of companies have failed to generate any kind of a return on investment. But this article isn't just talking about a failure to generate a return. This is actually talking about negative returns. These companies are actually losing money because of it. In collaboration with Stanford Social Media Lab, our research team at BetterUp has identified one possible reason. Employees are using AI tools to create low-effort, passable-looking work that ends up creating more work for their coworkers. On social media, which is increasingly clogged with low-quality AI-generated posts, this content is often referred to as AI slop. In the context of work, we refer to this phenomenon as work slop. We define work slop as AI-generated work content that masquerades as good work, but lacks the substance to meaningfully advance a given task. As AI tools become more accessible, workers are increasingly able to quickly produce polished output, well-formatted slides, long structured reports, seemingly articulate summaries of academic papers by non-experts, and usable code. But while some employees are using this ability to polish good work, others use it to create content that is actually unhelpful, incomplete, or missing crucial context about the project at hand. The insidious effect of work slop is that it shifts the burden of work downstream, requiring the receiver to interpret, correct, and redo the work. In other words, it transfers the effort from creator to receiver. It seems that much like the excrement in the workplace, the work slop also flows downhill. Now, some of the numbers in this study by BetterUp and Stanford Social Media are actually pretty striking. They surveyed 1,150 full-time employees at companies across varying sectors in the economy, and they found that of those 1,150 employees, 40% of them reported having received work slop in just the last month. And if you think that's bad, consider that the average employee reported that it takes an hour and 56 minutes to clean up the mess caused by this work slop. Based on the average salary of these employees, it's costing $186 per month per employee to clean up after work slop. So for a company with 10,000 employees, they would be losing $9 million a year in lost productivity. Now remember, these Silicon Valley CEOs and executives like Jensen Huang and Sam Altman have told us that AI is the new fire, that it's a new era of human productivity, that it's going to cure cancer, invent physics, free education for all the children of the world. And yet when the rubber meets the road, 95% of these companies are not only not making money with AI, but a company with 10,000 employees is losing $9 million a year trying to force these AI tools down the throats of their employees who really don't want it. Now, besides the obvious monetary cost of the lost productivity, there's a lot of intangible expenses at work here as well. Consider what this is doing to the people in the workplace. When asked about their experience with work slop, one individual contributor in finance described the impact of receiving work that was AI generated. It created a situation where I had to decide whether I would rewrite it myself, make him rewrite it, or just call it good enough. It is furthering the agenda of creating a mentally lazy, slow-thinking society that will become wholly dependent upon outside forces. In another case, a frontline manager in the tech sector described their reaction. It was just a little confusing to understand what was actually going on in the email and what he actually meant to say. It probably took an hour or two of time just to congregate everybody and repeat the information in a clear and concise way. A director in retail said, "I had to waste more time following up on the information and checking it with my own research. I then had to waste even more time setting up meetings with other supervisors to address the issue. Then I continued to waste my own time having to redo the work myself." Respondents also reported social and emotional costs of work slop, including the problem of navigating how to diplomatically respond to receiving it, particularly in hierarchical relationships. What do you do? Like, let's say a director or even some executive, your boss's boss's boss, sends you AI work slop. Do you keep your mouth shut? Do you risk souring relationships by pointing that out? This is creating real problems specifically for younger employees who are already dealing with a lackluster job market created by these executives who think they don't need entry-level employees now because of that thing they read about AI and Kiplinger's. When we asked participants in our study how it feels to receive work slop, 53% report being annoyed, 38% confused, and 22% offended. And professionals, both young and old, need to be cognizant of the impact work slop is having on their reputations. Approximately half of the people surveyed viewed colleagues who send work slop as less creative, less capable, and less reliable than they did before that work slop was sent. 42% of people see them as less trustworthy, 37% see them as less intelligent, and the phenomenon of work slop is also eroding trust between individuals and work groups. 34% of people surveyed who received work slop are notifying teammates or managers of the incidents, potentially eroding trust between sender and receiver, and one-third of people who've received work slop report being less likely to want to work with that sender again in the future. If allowed to continue, this interpersonal work slop tax will have severe negative consequences for companies, as it is clearly already causing friction between work groups and individuals alike. So long story short, we've got a $20 trillion stock bubble has inflated around a technology making promises of huge gains in productivity that so far not only is it failing to generate any kind of a return on investment, but it's also costing companies tens of millions of dollars in lost productivity. And that says nothing about the impossible to quantify cost of damage to reputation and interpersonal relationships in the workplace. Till next time, live small and dream big.